Stand by the ready. What for?
I don't really know. I've just got a feeling, that's all.
Hi there, people. This is Jonas from Creature Day Job, Sweden. You're listening to Radio Like You Want.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want.
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Flag the Ripper.
Once again, Mike, America has voted, and they voted Radio Like You Want.
Best show ever.
Motherfucker.
We weren't expecting it. We only thought we'd get a couple of states to do it, but we swept the nation.
Indeed we did, Mike. Well, you know, we're celebrating our eighth year on the air.
Just rounded up to a nice even number.
We've been out here 8 years busting our ass for you,
slinging
man.
Records on the shelf over and over and over again.
You
it's
can hear the construction taking place behind us, Mike. You're working under siege conditions, but you went all the way to Sweden. Tell me about it.
Yeah, quit your day job. And nobody's quitting their day job around here. Evidently, in the studio, they just decided that today would be a great day to bust out the jackhammers and the sledgehammers and
you're
just take care of some business next door. So it is what
like
it is, folks. Quit your day job. From Sweden, Blag, you spoke with Joan Ass.
Joan Ass.
Double S.
Quit your day job.
Everybody in the band has ass associated with
this. This is a brilliant band. Everybody should listen to them every day.
I would agree 110%. You know, I wasn't hip to these guys, and I got to say, this is my new favorite band. No doubt. Hands down.
And they have a legacy, Mike. It's not just one record. Several records by Quit Your Day Job. This band was making history while others were turning the page. But we got so much more, Mike. We got the Estrogen OD, where you take on the ladies.
It came from the garage. We hit the 60s rock. And we also, even though this whole show's basically a Globetrotter in and of itself, we're still picking out a special Globetrotter.
We might get a visit from old Krusty Curmudgeon.
And we got four brand new tunes from bands that have been around forever. So it's going to be nuts. Oh, look out, Mike!
A Radio Like You Want world premiere exclusive.
The band still number one, Blues Explosion.
Here to enjoy the fun, but I guess someone's got to man the space satellite.
Thank you. lady. Will you step into the car?
Thank you, Parker. Mind the gap, Alan. Mind the gap, Alan. Mind the gap, Alan. What's the matter, Alan? What's the matter, Alan? Don't tell me you're afraid. A brave astronaut like you. Afraid.
Alan, are you okay? Alan?
Stroll to the cafe, Morgana time flies. A close of my brain and another friend dies. I feel like a mirror, feel like nothing is mine. I could go back to crying, but no dying is fine. So I hang from the ceiling or I sit on the air. Or run in a corner until somebody.
Shadow of things to come there. Tube Steak Army right there. My Shadow in Vain. That's from the 1978 debut LP, Blag. Can you imagine?
In Cars. I remember seeing that on TV and thinking, wow, New Wave's weird.
It's new. It's different. It's here. It's now. This was pre the Gary Numan solo. This was back in 1978. Tube Way Army, he called himself then. Before that, two. Count them, two new songs. Man or Astro Man just put out a new 7-inch. Part of their analog series. This is the volume 2, so we heard All Systems Go from that. And the John Spencer Blues Explosion back in action. Gadzooks from their Jukebox series 7 inches, but they also have a new LP out called Meat and Bone.
Spencer is one of the greatest live performers of this or any generation, Mike.
I did. I just caught his act last week, actually. And yeah, the band's super energized. Great show. Had a fabulous time.
I mean, I can hear him pounding at the door outside as we sit here and
away.
Do this. Yeah.
Why are we recording this show at a construction site?
Yeah, I don't know exactly, but that just proves our commitment to the broadcasting trade, Mike. We're out here.
Well, we're
making this happen. We're playing new tracks. No, you are owning shit, Mike.
Let's get the hell out of here, Black. Fuck this place. Let's go globetrotting. Globetrotter. spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, of Kumbaya, of Chaos and Carnage.
So join us now, live from Points Unknown, as we bring you Globetrotter.
Mike, you're going to the land of the rising sun.
Yes. Once again, we're visiting Japan, Kyoto to be exact, Titan Go Kings. Couple of zany chicks out of there. Aluminum something or other. I don't know how that translates, but this one's off a soundtrack called Dead Hookers in a Trunk, so you gotta like that. Go!
High tension, please!
Quite still, Doctor. There's something wrong with your face.
He's got a gun.
Do us a favor. Did you hear me sacrifice? Radio Like You Want. This is John Gentile from Philly Staff Writer at punknews.org, and I'm here to bring you some very hip, very new, brand new punk rock. Today's jams comes from Titus Andronicus. They put out a huge record last year with The Monitor. They've got a new one this year. It's been very divisive among the fan base. This is off that. It's a little bit of Mata Hoople, a little bit of New York Dolls. The album is called Local Business, and this is called Food Fight.
Food in this country, Black. You got to fight for every morsel you want. You got to struggle to survive. You got to create something out of nothing if you want to be someone.
The election kind of blew Mike's mind. I got to be honest with you. I didn't know that he was an American fascist until this election.
You didn't?
Mike.
I thought that's Did we meet at a fascist meeting together?
Well, I just went
remember
to the,
behind.
I thought
the
it was fashion.
Flag.
I thought it was fashion.
That's right. It was all smudged up for you. Your invite card, Titus. What is that? Titus Andronicus, Food Fight. John Gentile sending us that one, brand new. Local Business. What do you think of that one, Bag?
Hey, man, I was down with that one.
You giving that one a thumbs up?
Yeah,
Johnny Thunder, action going on.
Yeah, it had a glammy little feel to it.
All right,
sometimes Gentile hits it, Mike.
Out of the park with that one. Devo before that, Mr. DNA. That's a killer show live in Bristol, if you guys can get a hold of that one. 1978. And Titan Go Kings from Kyoto, Japan. That was our Globe Chart of the Week. That was now talk about a killer tune.
That was my favorite Globe Charter in a while. We played a bunch of cool new stuff here.
Yeah.
And we even played some wacky old stuff. I just saw Devo not too long ago, and they
you
were
right?
amazing too.
Knock it out of the park. We'll talk about Devo. It's come quite a long way. Quit Your Day Job, obviously a fan of theirs. You did a great interview with them. Let's check them out right now.
I wanna fuck the trees. I wanna fuck the ocean, the rivers and the sea. I wanna fuck the flowers. I wanna fuck the bees. I wanna fuck the earth, Mother Nature on her knees. I'm going mental, environmental. I'm going mental. Let's go and I wanna fuck the rain. I wanna fuck the desert, the mountains and the lake. I wanna fuck the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. Fuck the earth, Mother Nature on her knees.
That was Environmental by Quit Your Day Job, Sweden's finest. And I have with me on the telephone from miles and miles away, Jonas from Quit Your Day Job.
All right, my flag. Saturday night here.
Environmental is really such a wonderful salute to our natural environment.
Yeah, it's poetic. It's our green song. I don't know what Al Gore thinks of it, but we don't play it on the radio here in Sweden. When we started out, we had a 7-inch vinyl up. It was called Pissing on a Panda. But the radio actually played it like 5 or 6 times here on national radio.
Now, is that your thinly veiled criticism of the Chinese government? Or is it, or does that tie in with your environmental stance on peeing on pandas?
Yeah, maybe it's like the connection to the green scene, you know. Make the cutest animal and you see something bad.
I guess in Sweden that's what counts as humor.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I became aware of Quit Your Day Job with that first record, the Little Blue EP, and I really thought you guys had come up with kind of a whole new genre. I mean, you guys are a punk band and in a way a garage band, But there's a great feel of like Kraftwerk and Devo and a very kind of electronica feel to it. I can't think of any other bands that are doing what Quit Your Day Job is doing. Are there any other ones we should know about?
I agree with you. I don't know any other band. You know, the mix of the old school synthesizer and your punk chords, I guess that nobody ever thought of that.
You're in a class by yourself, Jonas.
Yeah.
Now, should I be pronouncing this Jonas or Quit Your Day Job or what? How do you do it in Sweden? Do you always use the English pronunciations of things?
It depends on what state you're in. I'm Jonas, and the keyboard player is called Marcus, and the drummer is called Martin. But now he goes by the name of Drumhead.
Has it been the same guys in the band the whole time?
We had some drummer issues. We always change drummers every 4 years or something.
Now, you guys kind of have an electronic edge. Did you ever think about just programming drums or doing it electronically?
Yeah, we thought about it, but you always end up with a live acoustic drum kit as part of the show. It would be kind of boring to see us up front going up to the drum machine and pressing play, and you like it live. Yeah.
I guess that's why hip hop shows suck so badly, right? It's a lot of guys running around with towels and water bottles going, yeah, yeah, while a tape plays. All right, well, we're going to play some new Quit Your Day Job, Word Domination, and the song is called Yummy Dummy Radio Like You Want.
She wants a yummy dummy, yummy dummy, yummy dummy. She wants a yummy dummy, yummy dummy, yummy dummy. She wants a yummy. She wants a dummy. She wants a yummy dummy, yummy dummy, yummy dummy. She wants a yummy dummy, yummy dummy, yummy dummy. She wants a yummy.
Feeling that we may encounter life as we don't know it.
What the heck are you talking about? Alan? Alan, are you okay? Alan? Alan, where are you?
Yeah.
Alan in my closet, quit your day job. Now, Jonas, you were telling me before that this was kind of a salute to R. Kelly and his in the closet video.
Yeah, we watched that epic video of R. Kelly. I think it was like in 8 parts or something. I think it was called Trapped in My Closet or something. It was like a rock opera.
Yeah, it's like an R&B opera with this weird homophobic undercurrent in it, you know, where he's scared to death about the closet kind of thing.
Yeah, the closet is always a dangerous place. Stay away from the closet.
Now, the new record, it's got to be jumping off the shelves there in Europe. Are you touring everywhere to support this?
We've been around, you know, and we're trying to make it to 50 diehard fans in every city. That's always been our ambition.
Wow, well, it's interesting, because that was the Dwarves' ambition, and then once you actually get that, it's not so good anymore. Take me on a tour of Quit Your Day Job stuff from the beginning. It started with the Blue EP. And then where did we go from there?
The first full-length album, it was called Sweden, We Got a Problem. And that was the place where we hung out, you know, the local video stores, renting all these cheap B movies and being inspired by that.
Now, has Quit Your Day Job done any stuff where you've stretched out and worked with some remix people or mashup people or dance people out there in Europe where they've played around with your songs at all?
Yeah, on the album that came out after Sweden, We Got a Problem, it's called Tools for Fools. We had a collaboration with a gangster rapper. It's called R.A. the Rugged Man.
I think that's a rapper from the 90s who was called Raheem, the Rugged Child.
The Rugged Man, yeah.
Wow, well, he was a great kid rapper. I hadn't heard about him in a while, but that's great. I'd love to hear that track.
It was called Tools for Fools.
Well, we should play a track from Tools for Fools. What's the right song to play, Jonas?
You should play the first song. It's called War Machine.
Out, brother, I'm a war machine. Mean, lean, murdering, kill, clean, slaughtering team. On a set, on the scene, I'm a deadly fiend with an M16 and an evil scheme. Who wanna play when the guns spray? Who wanna pull with the man already? Who wanna flap them lungs? Cats is done, I clap them bums. The rat is today, platinum comes. I'm all wrong, never do what's right. Fuck life, all I wanna do is fight, fight. Love fucking and cussing and blood gushing. Kill a motherfucker like it's nothing, I'm a war machine.
Fire, aim, fire, fight, fire, aim, fight, fire, aim, fight, fire. Fight fire, aim, fight fire, aim, fight fire, aim, fight fire, aim, fight fire.
Now, you guys are from Malmö, which is not the most well-known town in Sweden, but that's like a college town, right?
Yeah, that's the third biggest city. There's Stockholm, Gothenburg, and then it's Malmö.
Now, is there a big war between the Stockholm faction, the Göteborg faction, and the Malmö faction?
Yeah, you know, like in every country, you know.
Has it blown up? Has it morphed into, you know, some Norway-style church burning and murders, or are you guys keeping it pretty cool there?
I think there should be more influences from Norway right now.
In honor of that, let's play some Norwegian rock. Here's Mongo Ninja on Radio Like You Want.
On Radio Like You Want.
On Radio Like You Want.
I'm a video, damn good riddance. I'm coming along, smoking that romance. It's a new world for us to grow. I hope you get hit by a truck. I want to see you get a mouse world. It's time to be serving your top. I'm a rock metal, and they're dead old. I'm a bicycle, my mom's lip, and their soul.
become annoyed by them.
Do you think people get that it's an attempt to be minimalist, or does the average rock fan just think, wow, these guys must be really dumb?
All the way from Coliseum, straight into the Pentagon.
Now, Jonas, I always found Sweden to be a pretty decadent place, you know? What's it like out on the road for Quit Your Day Job? Is it just like an orgy of sex and violence? Or give me an idea of some of the nastiest things that you guys have done out there.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the truth. Sweden's kind of hard to be rock and roll in Sweden.
It's hard
to fade away.
Well, it's hard to be rock and roll anywhere, Jonas. I mean, that's the whole point. If it was easy, then everyone would do it.
Yeah, I understand that. It feels very cool to go on tour in Germany and Belgium and Holland. It feels you tour for a couple of weeks and people show up and they like rock and roll music.
Now, do you find that German girls bite a lot? Because that was my experience over there.
Yeah, they do. They bite everywhere.
People deaden themselves with a lot of alcohol over there. Is there a lot of mindless drug abuse, or is it just too expensive to find it?
No, I think it's very, very expensive.
Well, we need you here in the U.S., Jonas. Quit your day job on radio like you want.
Yo!
All right, enough with the mysterious, weird background music. We've had it already. Quit Your Day Job right there. That is a classic by them. We heard quite a few tunes by them. Crime is Ahead of Technology, Hit by a Truck, War Machine featuring R.A. Who was that, some rap dude?
Well, I think that it's a guy who used to be Shaheem, the Rugged Child, one of the Staten Island guys, and now he's R.A., the grown-up rugged guy.
What's R.A. stand for?
I don't know. No one tells me anything. Maybe it was Raheem. Yeah, I think that was it.
Okay,
I don't
know. Raheem something or other. Right.
Who can remember these things?
I don't know. You probably talked about it in the interview, which was a fantastic interview, I tell you. That was beautiful stuff. How did you understand that guy's Swedish?
Swedish? This was the first Swedish guy I ever talked to with a sense of humor. He had both.
That was crazy.
He had both the Swedish and
it
the sense
dry,
of humor.
It was dry, but at least it was there. That's all you got to say. Joan Ass, the guy calls it.
Joan Ass
Double
is
S
where it's at. I had a wild time. I love Quit Your Day Job. You know, Mike.
Jesus Christ. Holy shit. The Wolf's Bane is a blooming
it
black.
It came from the garage.
Ooh, it's
Mike.
A scary one.
Pull out of the rectum.
It's a nightmare this week. Scotty Stewart Nightmare from 1960. I tell you what, this one's going to rock you to your bones. On radio.
Like you want.
Well, there I was in a strange and different land. Something big and hairy grabbed me by the hand. I turned around and to my surprise, a great white rabbit was a looking in my eyes. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. But I didn't know it at the time. I turned around and I tried to run. Each of my feet seemed to weigh a ton. I got so scared that I almost started crying. And then I ran smack dab into a 29. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. But I didn't know it at the time. And I was running real fast, hoping and praying that I could get past all those creatures such as giant flies. And it wouldn't fit a bit until I realized it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. But I didn't know it at the time.
This.
Curmudgeon, what the? Are
this
you out
is
of your
an
mind?
Abomination.
Are you crazy? What the hell's the matter with you?
This is
trying
nothing
to do a
but
show
noise.
Right here.
I've been telling you it's noise. That was nothing
Krusty,
but noise. Dr.
On.
Geek.
You need your head checked.
Got two words for you, Michael, and that's Thurl Ravenscroft.
Who? Where has been?
I don't
what
even
the?
Know what I'm saying anymore, Michael.
Come on, super duper
duper bomba. Bamba, nooka 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 bamba. If you've seen psychiatrists and you are still a mixed up cat, you should go to Africa to the race witch doctor in the tall silk hat. Bamba, nooka 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 bamba. Bamba, nooka 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 bamba.
I'm speaking of Dr. Geek from Tanganyika. The rich witch Dr. Geek from Tanganyika. If psychiatry is
what you seek, be sure to ask for Dr. Geek. He'll shrink your head and make your trouble small.
He'll shrink your head and make your trouble small.
Dr. Geek from Tanganyika. The rich witch Dr. Geek from Tanganyika. With a diagnosis that's designed to cure the worries on your mind, he shrinks your head and puts it on a cane.
He shrinks your head and puts it on a cane.
All his patients are such happy patients, and their number may increase. You can tell they are all happy patients. They are smiling at you from the mantelpiece. If you're weak and getting weaker, then go to Dr. Geek in Tanganyika. He will shrink your head to make it small, and then he'll have himself a ball.
The rich witch Dr. Geek from Tanganyika.
Nooka 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 bomba.
Bomba. Nooka 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 bomba.
Wow, what a terrific group.
Yes, they always play at the Swinging Star. You see, they're way out.
Metal Mice, Quit Your Day Job, another one from those guys. I just can't get enough of those guys.
They are like the Scorpions, except really nothing like them.
Except not. They got tons and tons of... you gave me a
except
whole crap
except there's no one like them.
Come on.
I can't wait for tonight with them.
Roped you into that one. Thurl's Ravenscroft before that. Dr. Geek, Krusty Curmudgeon's pick of the episode. And he just couldn't handle the Cormans in there. Down Mit the Fuzz. One of my all-time faves from those guys. And Scotty Stewart started off our It Came from the Garage Nightmare from the 7-inch from 1960.
Well, we're up to date, Mike.
And?
You know, you laid it out there. But did you give it that subtext that the people really crave, you know, so they can really know what it is and where it's coming from? Did you put in that backstory? Did you tell it? Did you tell it, Mike, or did you just kind of lay it out there?
Actually, I do know that the ladies dig it.
I am woman, hear me roar in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and
once again, for the softer, caring, touching, feeling side of Radio Like You Want. Dusty Springfield this week goes French from Mademoiselle Dusty, 1965. This is a cover of the Shirelles.
Bye.
How are you feeling, Dr. Grant?
Just fine. There was no violence. He just held me at gunpoint, tied me up, and locked me in the missile store.
The rites in the church where a wedding have been, lived in a dream, wet at the window, wearing the faith that you keep in the jar by the door. Who will that fall? All the lonely people, where do they come from? Yeah. The lonely.
Swamp, the late great DJ Swamp, such a tragic death. Like, I can't believe he went out that way. You know, to be such a
to think that he would die in a swamp like that.
He was aptly named, I guess. Death by Swamp, pretty scary. West 54th Avenue, though, he was on top of his game back there in 1996, backing up Beck. Before that, Eleanor Rigby. Black, that was your pick. What was up with that one? That's kind of a weird version there.
Okay, this is a truly bizarre song. Ogar Grafe. And yep. You know, I don't know, maybe it's Graz or something. You know, they have that weird F in German. It's, look, here's the thing, Mike. I get into weird, crazy, arty stuff. I'm always going.
Yeah, you are a wild, arty guy. At least that's what all the guys say. Dusty Springfield before that. Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow in French? Pretty wild. Not sure if you can handle it. Matt Muzel, Dos D, EP from 1965. That was our estrogen. Oh.
And of course, a rock legend who needs no introduction, Mike.
Who?
He who cannot be named.
Wow.
All right. Time to fight. We got a bunch of shit out tonight. Tomorrow. Time for sorrow. Tonight. Say your prayers, we don't care. We'll fight you anyway.
Sorry, Dad. I guess I fell out of bed.
I'm not your daddy.
Candid treats me so fine. She treats me so good. She treats me so kind. When Candid starts loving me, she makes me feel good and drives me out of my mind. Candy, candy, ooh, candy, 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 so very fine. Candy, candy, ooh, candy, candy, come on, candy, candy, show me your mind. Come on, candy, come on, candy, come on, candy, candy, come on. Candy makes me feel right. She shows me she's mine. Baby, all of the time.
Candy, candy.
Candy makes me feel good. She treats me the way, yeah, she know that she should.
Candy, candy.
Candy, candy. Ooh, candy, candy. Candy, candy with kisses so fine. Candy, candy. Ooh, candy, candy. Come on, candy, candy, candy. Now show me your mind.
Mafia, this is Joan Ass's Guilty Pleasure. But we also heard the 1910 Fruit Gun Company in there with Candy from 1969 and a brand spanking new one from He Who Cannot Be Named.
Rock legend.
It's called Fight. He's got a brand new record out called Human Terrorist. Check that one out
Humanitarist.
Check it out online. Blag, where do the people get all the info?
I'll tell you what. It's RadioLikeYouWant.com every other Friday. Twice a month, it's insane music.
That's right, we've
gone by. Satan. We've gone by.
Check us out on Facebook, iTunes. We want to thank Joan Ass of Quit Your Day Job and, of course, John Gentile for sending us a new track.
Quit your day job, motherfucker.
And leave the world.
Greedy Worldwide.